And this is Radio Catskill. And yes, Kusar Grace is on deck with the Music Emporium coming up in just 10 minutes. But right now, we're going live to the phones for our third live guest of the day. You know, the mission of Sullivan Renaissance in Sullivan County. Sullivan Renaissance is about building beautiful, active communities in Sullivan County, New York. Tomorrow, they have two big events that have been scheduled. Joining us now is Anne Louise Anne Louise, I just totally messed up your name live on air because I should have asked you before I would say it. How do I say your last name?
It's all good. It's intimidating. Scandariato.
I'm learning to read today. Anne Louise Scandariato, volunteer program manager at Sullivan Renaissance, with more information about how folks can get involved and so much patience for her radio host today. Thank you for joining us, Anne Louise.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what do you got going on tomorrow? What's actually happening?
Sure. So we have two exciting events. One is in upcoming in preparation for the National Day of Service and Remembrance on 9/11. We're having a volunteer work day at the Woodburn Firehouse. We're looking to support our first responders by helping clean up their campus. Because they've been busy out in the community helping and supporting in a variety of ways. So it's a wonderful opportunity to come out. It looks like it's going to be beautiful weather tomorrow. So it's a great way to come out and meet more community members, find out more about volunteering, supporting the first responders, getting a little physical activity. And you don't need to know a lot about gardening, but we're going to be doing some litter plucking, some weeding and mulching and edging. And we'll also be planting some fall containers. So if you're interested in finding out about some ideas on fall containers or what maybe you would want to plant for your house or for your business, it would be a great opportunity to come out and meet some of the staff and meet some of your neighbors.
Yeah, and so the way you're saying that, so I guess folks can still volunteer for this, so people can just arrive and show up for this?
They sure can. There's information on our website, but the Woodburn Firehouse address is 355 Firehouse Road in Woodburn, and we'll be there from 9 to 4. And whatever time you can offer, you don't have to commit to the whole day, although we'd love to spend the day with you. You're welcome to come out. We will be providing lunch for the volunteers who are around, just so that we can mingle and get to know each other a little more. And we will have safety protocols in place with social distancing, using masks, as well as having hand sanitizer, just so that we can still volunteer. It's a large enough campus that there's enough spots that we can do our 6 feet and do our part in beautifying the campus.
And I just want to kind of spotlight something you said there, that somebody doesn't have to know that much about gardening to come out. But to the extent that you're doing gardening-like things, those sound like good entry-level gardening things. If somebody's not that familiar with gardening or doesn't know much, this isn't just an opportunity to do something they can handle. It's also to do something that's kind of an introduction to the other types of gardening and beautification that Sullivan Renaissance does.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's more intimidating than you think. There's enough staff and volunteers who have experience who would be able to show. We give clear direction. You wouldn't have to worry about what you do or don't know, or that it has to be done exactly to a T. That realistically, it's just a fun opportunity to get out, get your hands dirty, and we have wipes. But get your hands dirty and get some good activity and meet some new people and maybe connect in the way to your community that you thought maybe, you know, it was impossible or that you were looking for. Now would be a great time to join by yourself, or you could bring your family or bring a friend along.
And that's a long, you know, 9 to 4, that's a pretty big project, a pretty big volunteer outreach opportunity. And for most organizations, that would be enough for one day. But you have something else going on tomorrow, too?
We sure do. We have our free community learning seminar that we are collaborating with SUNY Sullivan. And we are giving a tour of Sullivan County through art and public spaces. It's virtual. You can once again go to our website or our Facebook page to find out more information on how to sign up and get the link for the class. You're going to be learning more about how art activates and energizes public spaces. the impression it leaves on the community, and the economic benefits it can bring to an area. We're very excited. It's a two-part series. Tomorrow night is part one at 6 o'clock, and we'll be interviewing area artists Ken Simons, Lori Kilgore, Todd Lance, and that they'll be discussing some of their art projects. Some of them are murals, sculptures, art installations, creative placemaking, so that it just kind of talks about all different places throughout Sullivan County that you might not realize where this art is, how it engages a space, and how it might draw people to the area.
Now, and this is part one of a two-part series, correct?
Correct. Part two will be October 7th at 6 p.m. as well. That will also focus on public spaces and art, but through the performing arts as opposed to physical art.
So you're involved with organizing. You're the volunteer program manager there at Sullivan Renaissance. Sullivan Renaissance, you know, it takes a lot of people to do what you do. A lot of volunteers. What was this season like? This is unlike any other season Sullivan Renaissance ever had, because it wasn't the normal working on a project and then the judges come in August and judge how communities do. This was a different year. But did you still have volunteers getting out there and making things happen?
We sure did. Sullivan County is incredible with their volunteerism, and there are tons of individuals who found ways, once again, safe with social distancing and safety protocols to make sure everything got beautified. And I think actually people, it invigorated them after having to quarantine and be inside for a while to get out, get some fresh air, get some exercise, and re-engage with people in a way that they were connecting with their neighbors, they were connecting with their community, and so many people gave them feedback about how excited they were to see that summer still brought beauty.
Now, in full disclosure for the listener who may not be familiar, but I actually spent a number of seasons out there for Sullivan Renaissance, helping document what people were doing, you know, working with Sullivan Renaissance on a couple of projects. And the thing that I walked away with that I did not have before I did that work was an appreciation of what it really takes. When you see a nice planter full of flowers or a nice garden and you see that color, I don't think people that don't do this work realize how much work that takes. Cause I didn't realize it until it really sank in watching people do that, you know, things don't look beautiful on their own. It really takes a major effort.
It does. And a creative vision and a team and a collaborative effort, which is an incredible piece, and that it's made forth to look effortless.
Absolutely. So again, for more information on any of these events that you're talking about, that's available at SullivanRenaissance.org or on the Sullivan Renaissance Facebook?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, Ann Louise Scandariato, thank you so much for joining us, volunteer program manager with Sullivan Renaissance. Have a good evening.
You have a great evening too, Jason. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Radio Catskill.